Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
The cruel thing about baseball is that even the most magical summers can end with the suddenness of a Thanos-like snap of the fingers. And of course, Thanos had more rings, or at least more jewels, than the Dodgers. But you get my point. In for Damon today, and along with Ray Ratto, I'm Kevin Michael Whitey Gleason, and happy Friday, if such a thing is possible on a day like today. After last night's hope-crushing Dodger win over the Giants in Game 5 of the NLCS, Ray, I have just three words for you. Robot, umpires, now!
I got a sentence for you. Given that the last guy who was known as Whitey was Whitey Bulger, the Boston gangster, why don't you just go by Kevin all the time?
Okay, you got it.
All right, there.
Yeah. See?
Problem solved.
All right, thanks.
We don't have to worry about robot umpires now. I've saved your life.
Well, I appreciate that, but still, we've got the fact that last night, what a just a totally unsatisfying and terrible way, no matter who you're pulling for in that contest, right? What a terrible way for that epic series to end on a check swing called strike. And that may be the worst rule in sports, Ray. The rule on what constitutes or how they determine whether it's a swing or not. Terrible, terrible rule. Terrible call. Great series. Hats off to the Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. But it just makes it that much tougher for Giants fans to come to terms with everything and accept what happened when it ended the way it ended. And it didn't have to end that way.
Well, first of all, it's not the worst rule in sports. Not by a long shot. That call is not hard to make if you're on it. Gabe Morales blew the call, pure and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's a great way to end this series because it means the enmity from the end of this series can carry on for years. It made it more memorable. Otherwise, what you've got is a 2-1 game in which the only interesting thing that happened was that the Dodgers didn't start their best pitcher but closed with him. That's it. And that happens all the time.
This is
a much more memorable way to end a memorable year between two memorable teams.
More memorable would have been Wilmer Flores. There's a drive!
No, that's
right?
Not more. No. Well, he wasn't going to do that. Not against Scherzer.
I see. Did you bring your crystal ball with you?
He's going to get the 1-2 fastball. He's going to be behind it. He's going to swing through it. That's going to be it. There's not a chance that Wilmer Flores is getting a hit off Max Scherzer.
Which do you think was a worse call? Ed Hickox in July when he ruled that Darren Ruff did not swing, or last night, Gabe Morales, when he ruled that Wilmer Flores did swing?
I think it's a tie for first because they were both equally
terrible.
Atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, you know, Gabe Morales missed that, and he missed it badly. But Gabe Kapler is right when he said that's not the only reason this ended the way it did.
Of course.
So, but if we're going to focus on the call, it's not that the rule is bad. It's not that it's written poorly. And it's not that it's inconsistently applied. It's that every once in a while, a human being blows it. And Gabe Morales blew the call. Nothing else. I mean, beyond that, go as far as you want if you're a Giants fan. And you can pretend that Wilmer Flores was going to own Max Scherzer in the end.
Well, I just...
But
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's,
even if you're a Dodger fan, that's not a great way for that great series to end. This is Damon and Ratto. Whitey in for Damon today. Kevin Gleason in for,
yes, thank
for
you.
Damon today on 95.7 The Game. By the way, we're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. It was unfortunate that it ended that way. That's all. As far as what happened, why did Camilo Doval insist on throwing so many sliders, Ray, especially to Bellinger?
Without knowing the answer to this, I'm going to speculate that his arm was a little tired or barky.
Something was going on, huh?
Because if he was throwing free and easy, he wouldn't throw sliders. Not to Bellinger, anyway. Because Bellinger is overwhelmable these days. And he did not look very good in any of his other three at-bats. So the other possibility is that Camilo Doval is not the guy who called the pitch. Could have been Buster Posey. You want to pick a fight with him?
Well, I know that Doval threw a fastball and he hit Tormund, Giantsbane, right? He hit Turner in the arm. And then he threw a fastball that Lux bounced into right field. But then with Bellinger, slider, slider, slider. And the thing that made Doval borderline unhittable at times is the way 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, whoosh, wipe out slider. Although, and I'm sure you know, he actually threw the slider more often than the fastball this year. But when it's just slider, 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 it's obviously not going to be as effective.
Well, but so my question is this. Do you think that Camilo Doval is shaking off Buster Posey?
No, I think if he did that, I think Buster would come out and slap him.
Yes. So your argument is not with Doval. Your argument is with Posey.
Well, I don't even
either
have
that, or your argument is with Andrew Bailey calling the pitches from the dugout.
Hmm.
I think Doval does what he's told.
Yeah, I do too, and it's not an argument so much as a question why, and I agree with you. There must have been some reason. Either he had lost the feel for the fastball, they didn't trust that he knew where it was going, it was down a few ticks. Again, I'm not saying, oh, it was idiotic. I'm saying, why did they do that?
Maybe Buster Posey thought that the only thing that Bellinger could do was hit a fastball, and that anything with movement would make him look foolish. Well, in this at-bat, it didn't. See, that's the thing. A lot of times, things that make sense don't turn out right in baseball. You know, sometimes stuff just happens. I mean, there's no reason why you would think Cody Bellinger would have so many big at-bats in the series based on the year he had. His four best games this year were probably in this series.
Well, Dominic Leone threw him that fastball right down the heart of the plate on the first pitch. It was like the only pitch he was going to hit. And last night, slider, slider, slider. I don't disagree
with you. Maybe
there's
your answer.
They just did him a lot of favors.
Maybe there's your answer. He hit a fastball earlier in the series, and Posey didn't want to give him another fastball.
I just feel like today, a lot of the shows here on 95.7 The Game have done a great job of comforting Giants fans. And I guess to a degree the torch is passed to us now. And
yeah, the hell
I don't know
fans.
I don't know if you're up for that, are you? That's just not how you roll.
No, I don't. I mean, the fans don't, you know, they don't pay my salary. It's a tall guy with a beard. No, I just think, yeah, you can interpret the game any way you want, but the reality is the Giants didn't hit against a series of better pitchers. And in the postseason, that's the thing that separates a really good team from a great team. The great team doesn't get worn out by seeing good pitcher after good pitcher after good pitcher. And maybe the Dodgers didn't get worn out because the Giants didn't have enough really good pitchers anymore. I mean, Logan Webb could have pitched today and gone seven innings. But, you know, what else happened? They got outscored 18-10. They got out-hit just in batting average, 240 to 180. The Giants scored 10 runs, six of which came from five homers.
Yeah, but wasn't
they
it?
They didn't generate anything outside that, and they didn't hit very many homers.
That's true, and obviously that's crucial. But wasn't it the 1960 World Series, Ray, where the Yankees outscored the Pirates by a significant margin, but the Pirates won the series? My point being, the numbers that you mentioned, they're true, but they don't necessarily matter. And there was still a path to victory for the Giants in this series and in that game last night.
That's why this should be maddening for Giants fans. Because if you just take the raw numbers, the Dodgers are better. If you take the way the games were played, the Giants had to shut out the Dodgers to win. That's the takeaway. If the Dodgers scored a run, they were winning the game. That's way too narrow a margin to live with.
Mm-hmm. I have to give you credit. I heard yesterday when you predicted that the Dodgers would win. I also heard yesterday when Damon said I was going to be in and I was waiting, bracing for you to say something disparaging about me, and it never came. So I can only assume you weren't feeling tip-top yesterday. I don't know.
Whitey, go to hell, man.
Or maybe you saved it for today. Whatever. But the point is, you did say yesterday, you said you thought the Dodgers would win, and I think you said you just thought they had more ways to win the game than the Giants did last night. That said, obviously 2-1, it ends on a controversial call. Razor-thin margin of victory for the Dodgers. Tip the cap, they won, but my goodness, it's incredible how close this matchup was all season long. I've never seen anything like it.
And that's why this ended well. You know, maybe it didn't end well for the Giants fan today, but he's going to remember this series. She's going to remember this series. They're all going to remember this series and this season for a very long time. They're going to remember it in ways that they didn't remember 1962. And if they're really old, they're going to remember this as the second best thing these two teams have ever done together since 1951. How do you complain about that?
What do you think you're going to remember the most about this series? I know I will remember, not the series, but the whole season. I will remember just being unable to figure out how they were doing it all season long. Kept waiting for regression. It's baseball. Wow, they're better than I thought, but at some point they're going to lose a few games because everybody does, even the very best teams in baseball do, and they really didn't. That's what I'll remember about it, how incredibly and amazingly consistent they were to the very end. What do you think you're going to remember the most about this season, this Giants season?
I will remember more than anything else the idea that Brandon Crawford and Buster Posey, who were being fast-tracked to the Knacker's yard, all of a sudden.
So the what? What's that?
The place where animals go to get killed.
Ooh, okay.
That they revived their careers, and that the Giants found an old style pitcher in Logan Webb, who, you know, doesn't overpower you with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but can spot the ball nearly anywhere. I mean, he is old school. You know. Not because he wants to be old. That's who he is. He just figured out, that's who I am, and I'm going to be that. And to hear other players on other teams marvel at him, that's a takeaway that Giants fans should cling to. Because they've got a guy who's not only special, he's special in a whole different way than your standard special pitcher is. You know, it makes it hard for you to put the bat in the ball. I mean, and it's not just because he's throwing 105. It's because he's throwing 93, but he's putting in a place that you didn't think it was going to go.
We're sponsored by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast.com. Coming up, what are you going to remember the most about this Giants season? 888-957-9570. That and how repeatable is what the Giants did this year. It's coming up with Damon and Ratto. Whitey in for Damon today on 95.7 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Well, the Giants' amazing and dreamlike quest for another ring has ended shipwrecked on the rocky shore of baseball reality. Where did the Giants' offense go? Why did Camilo Doval throw slider after slider? And is Gabe Morales really a worse umpire than Angel Hernandez, as Gabe Morales' wiki page now says he is, Ray? These are just some of the questions we will answer today with your help. 888-957-9570. Whitey Gleason, along with Ray Ratto, I'm in for Damon today. By the way, you want to download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 The Game to get breaking news updates as well as links to the top interviews and best moments on the game, powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. So, what is the message? What are you going to remember? What's your takeaway from this Giants season? Here's what Gabe Kapler said he had to say to his team after last night's devastating loss.
I think the unselfishness that this team showed throughout the year, the trust that they showed in one another, was second to none. Better than any season that I've ever been a part of as a player, as a coach, in any position in baseball. And I just respect the hell out of a team-first mentality. I've never seen it like this. This is the best I've ever seen. So if there's a message, it's continue with that, and we're gonna build on this season and be better because we have that foundation in place, that foundation of trust and unselfishness.
That's that winning culture that you talk so much about, Ray Ratto. Giants established that winning culture this year, if nothing else.
Yes, but everything reverts to the mean eventually. And if you believe that the Giants were greater than the sum of its parts this year, it's an excellent chance they will not be that next year. And I'm not trying to, you know, harsh anybody's mellow or anything.
That's what you do. That's kind of how you roll.
No, but I mean, I think it's they're not going to be better than they were this year. I mean, 109 wins is a lot.
I know.
So, you know, how much less than 109 wins are they? Are they going to be? Who knows? I mean, they will not be as good as they were this year, just because the law of big numbers says they won't be.
There's another reason why I don't think they'll be as good or win as many games as they did this year. We'll get to that in just a second. First, what are you going to remember the most about this incredible season? 888-957-9570. Let's talk to, is it Vil from Menlo Park joining us on 95.7 The Game? Hey, Vil, you're on with Whitey and Ray. What's up?
Hey there. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Always enjoy listening to you guys. But I just wanted to comment. I haven't heard much said about two blown calls against Chris Bryant in the fourth. It seemed like everybody's talking about the blown call at the end of the game. That probably wasn't a game-changing call, whereas I think the two blown calls against Chris Bryant in the fourth were game-changing, because he came in, Crawford was on base, no outs, he had a 2-0 start, ump called the third pitch a strike, and it was clearly a ball. The next pitch was a ball that was called a ball, and he would have walked then, and the following pitch was another strike called a ball. So bottom line is, two men on, no outs, usually ends up in at least a run, more times than not. And that would have changed the entire game. So anyway, that's my two cents. That's what I'll remember from this. And it seems to have gotten lost in the talk about the final call of the game.
Thank you, Phil. That's a great call. I agree with you. When they had Crawford on and then a 3-1 pitch to Bryant, and it's low, and it's clearly low, and then you got two on, nobody out. That's, you know, and as much as, to Ray's point, as much as the Giants struggled to score runs, when all of a sudden two on, no out, wow, you got a real shot here, and you don't get many real shots. That was a terrible call, Ray, and that's baseball. I know, that's baseball. Is that why they lost? No, but it didn't help, and it was very unfortunate to see just such a dreadful call like that. A strike call on a ball that nearly bounced, and give Will Smith credit for the old frame job. It's unfortunate. That was just as, if not more costly, than the Wilmer Flores check swing that was ruled a strike.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't help. But, you know, again, everybody gets those.
Sure.
And is there any guarantee that they turn it into runs? Based on the way they played the rest of this series, I don't think you can make that claim. I mean, it might have opened the door, but I think what we saw during this series is that the Giants couldn't open that door, even when they had guys on base. I mean, they left a ton of people on base in game two, you know, got run out 9-2. They hit 125 with runners in scoring position in the series. And yeah, the Bryant at bat sticks out, but there's still another 24 at bats when they had guys that could have driven in and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their offensive numbers were such that you don't look at any single at bat and go, yeah, that would have changed it, because there was nothing about this series that suggested the Giants were going to string a lot of runs together.
I threw out the question, what are you going to remember the most about this season? But people, and understandably, are still dealing with that loss last night and focused on the loss last night. 888-957-9570. What are you going to remember the most about the season and about last night's game? From the 510, defensive shifts lost that game. Solano out of position a bunch. Let's see. Were there any calls in that game that went against the Dodgers? So people really struggling still, Ray, with some of the umpiring decisions. Do you think, I've heard a lot of people today saying a lot of things, and I understand a lot of it is just you're trying to come to terms with it if you're rooting for the Giants. There's been a lot of talk about, hey, I'm not even sure the Dodgers are a better team. In your mind, did the Dodgers prove last night with a 2-1 win in the fifth and deciding game, did the Dodgers prove they're the better team this year than the Giants?
They're not a lot better, but yeah, I think they are better. Only because, and I said this yesterday, they have more ways to beat you than you do at beating them. I mean, Mookie Betts, they couldn't get him out. But Cody Bellinger cut him up. That shouldn't have happened. I mean, if they were as good. You know, Will Smith cut him up. I mean, there were a bunch of people. And the Dodger bullpen that people like to laugh about, awfully good.
Well, yeah, when you have Max awfully Scherzer. Good. I know he wasn't great when he came in.
Never mind Scherzer. Jansen. Gratterall.
Trinan.
I mean, that's three guys right there. That doesn't include Joe Smith. That's four guys you don't want to face. Do the Giants have four guys coming out of their bullpen that the Dodgers didn't want to face?
You mean Kelly?
Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like...
I knew who you meant. All good.
Irish scum. No, I think...
Old Smitty.
I think that the Dodgers had better matchups than the Giants did. I mean, again, it's not by a lot, because they both won 12 games when all this was over, and the run differential was minimal. But in the end, if you're saying I have to have one team, I'm going to take the Dodgers.
We know that Farhan kind of cut his teeth working with Billy, right? It's a great story. Farhan read the book Moneyball and decided, I think I might want to do this. And he applied for a job with the A's, and he got the job. Billy, we know, famously said, my bleep doesn't work during the playoffs. To what extent, if any, was the last night's result that coming home to roost? The fact that you build a team that way, a team that is built to win in the regular season and take advantage of mismatches and platoons, is that a way to win that really compromises you when you get into the postseason against the best teams?
No, because this team was not built to Moneyball specifications. This team was built to Tampa Bay specifications because after Farhan was done with the A's, he went to the Dodgers to work for Andrew Friedman,
right,
who was the guy who reinvented Tampa Bay. The Giants are a lot more like Tampa than they are those Moneyball A's teams.
I agree with you, and I thought the reason the A stuff didn't tend to work, and I know there were exceptions, but they just, so often there'd be those big playoff games, and the pitching matchups would be, they'd be at such a disadvantage against, you know, Sonny Gray against Verlander or something. And this Giants pitching staff, and I know DeSclafani got kicked around, but they had a pretty good pitching staff.
Pretty good, but not as good as the Dodgers.
Well, true.
Because when you think about the number of pitchers the Dodgers didn't have access to, Trevor Bauer, you know, put his evil to the side. Clayton Kershaw, Danny Duffy, Dustin May. That's a pretty good rotation. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had enough for a pretty good rotation. And because they are willing to spend for pitching, and they were willing to spend plus to get Mookie Betts, who is a difference maker on a daily basis when he's healthy, that gives them an advantage. Now, could the Giants spend like that? Absolutely. But they haven't spent on a pitcher to that extent for years. You know, they haven't gotten that, I know, we'll give you four or five minor leaguers, you give us Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. You know, I mean, they sort of hunted around that. But Scherzer had something to say about it, and he wanted to play in Southern California. So whatever the Giants wanted to do, they couldn't do it with those guys. But the point is, in the postseason, it never hurts to have an automatic out.
Yeah.
And they developed that in Logan Webb. But the rest of the starters, I mean, do you want to bet that Alex Wood is going to shut out the Dodgers more than once a year? I don't. You know, and, you know, Gausman, great first half, sort of, you know, reverted to the mean. DeSclafani, great first half, reverted to the mean, and then against the Dodgers, got kicked around. I mean, those are things that matter. The Dodgers were the worst possible matchup for the Giants.
Well, that leads us to another question looking into next year, which is, how can the Giants be ahead of schedule, as it appears they are, if they only have one starting pitcher under contract for next year? So, obviously, Farhan's got a lot of work to do in the offseason. 888-957-9570. In the meantime, what are you going to remember the most about last night's game? About the season, let's go to Travis in San Jose, 95.7 The Game. Travis, you're on with Ray Ratto and Whitey Gleason. What's up?
Good afternoon. Yeah, so I noticed that everything went right for the Giants in the season pretty much until the playoffs last night. And everything looks like it went wrong for the Dodgers, a lot of injuries, and still won 106 games. So that's pretty scary. So hopefully Farhan can get a little bit of a blank check and start getting some guys in there that can actually do something. So that's all I got, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Yeah, I noticed that too, Ray, going into the series. So many things went wrong for the Dodgers, right? And so many things seemed to go right for the Giants. And I thought, what the heck? Baseball law, it's unscientific, but the Giants are going to win because of that. And the Dodgers just overcame so much adversity. And there was a vibe last night. I think you could even watch it on TV. I think there was a sense going into that game, for whatever reason, you could see that the Dodgers, whatever it was that made them champions last year with an asterisk, they had found it coming back in game four. And I think Giants fans had a very uncomfortable feeling about that game last night.
I don't know that they did, because Logan Webb's a pretty good guy to put your paycheck in his mouth. I mean, I think they thought, yeah, we could do this. We've got a great pitcher. Problem that they had was that Julio Urias is every bit as good, and the Dodgers could fritter around at the start of the game and the end of the game because everywhere else they were better. You know, I thought not starting Urias was a goofy move because I thought it was Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman overthinking this. It turned out it didn't really matter. You know, maybe they knew that Urias was only going to be good for four or five innings.
It was a push. I thought
it
was pretty smart.
They just wanted to shave it, but
yeah, it was a push at best.
Yeah. Corey Knebel got out of his inning without too much trouble. Brewster Gratterall got out of his inning, slightly more trouble, but he never looked like he was in danger. And then you eat up the middle four innings with Urias. Then you come back with Trinan. Then you come back with Scherzer. All those options are better than everything the Giants had, with the single exception of Logan Webb. You know, it's a matter of numbers at some point.
888-957-9570. Let's talk to Leroy at Oakland, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Leroy? Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, it's always a pleasure to be on. You know, what I took from last night is I watched every pitch, every second of the game, and I was one of those guys with baseball where baseball was wearing old on me. I wasn't watching it as much, and I just say my love for baseball came back, and that's what I'm going to remember. I'm a Giants fan, and I enjoyed the game, every second of it, and there's going to be blown calls. There's going to be errors. There's going to be this. That's all part of a 2-3 hour game. But in the end, what I was proud of was, did the Giants put themselves in a position to win it at the end? And you know what? They did. And I want to throw a stat out real quick. This whole postseason, American League, both leagues, 13-5 when a team scores first. 13-0 when a team out-homers the other team. And I'm sitting there waiting for that second home run by Darren Ruff, and he rolled a couple of them out, guys, and they just fell a little short. But I was waiting for that second home run, and we never got it. And the Dodgers were the first to score, and again, 13-5 in the postseason in Major League Baseball for teams that scoring first. So I kind of figured the Dodgers would get it after we didn't that extra home run. But great season by the Giants, guys. One more thing. One of my keys last night was the fifth spot for the Giants. And they did well. Chris Bryant, he did well. And my worry was Mookie Betts. And, yeah, he got us. So, great season. I have nothing to say bad about the Giants, man. They had a heck of a season, and I'm looking forward to next season. God bless.
Thank you, Leroy. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call. One of the things, Ray, that made me sad to see it end like that is because I love baseball, as you do, from a baseball family. And baseball became such a hot story around here again. There were so many people interested in the day-to-day goings-on of the Giants with this great race. And now it's, I understand, you know, basketball season starting, that's great, and it's football season. It's just sad when it, you know, you have this almost magical summer, and then it ends like that. And it's just unfortunate because this was a real revival year for baseball around the Bay, especially in San Francisco.
Dusty Baker is managing tonight.
Yeah.
You get your fix tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you choose what you want, but you can make this season last a little longer, even though your team's not in it anymore.
Well, I know, but you know there are more casual fans that are going to be like, eh.
So the hell with them.
There won't be as much baseball discussion. There's not as much interest in baseball. And I was just really enjoying how everybody around the Bay was into baseball. You're absolutely right. It's just unfortunate that it ends like that. On the other
you
hand,
need to choose better friends.
clearly, that's the case. Gabe
certainly
Kapler,
need to choose better co-hosts.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Gabe Kapler, on the unfortunate way the game ended last night.
Super tough. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. I know these guys work really hard to make the right call, so it's super challenging on our end. Obviously, it's going to be frustrating to have a game in like that. A pretty high-quality hitter at the plate that can climb back into that count. It's no guarantee of success at the end of the at-bat. It's just a tough way to end it. There's no, for especially right now, there's no need to be angry about that. I just think it's just a disappointing way to end. There are other reasons we didn't win today's baseball game. So that was just the last call of the game, and yeah, that's enough.
That's another thing I'll remember about this season, Ray. Wasn't it Ray last year that started calling him Gabe Gaffler? Lucas, wasn't that Ray that came up with that? I mean,
are we going to do this again where you make stuff up and then pin it on me?
I'm sorry. I'm asking my producer a question. That's all. Anyway, But all kidding aside, isn't it amazing how far he's come, at least in terms of his reputation? A year ago, I remember being on with you and we were talking about when he went out to the mound when he couldn't and he had to take the pitcher out, had to leave the pitcher in, and how we were, you know, does he know what he's doing? And look now, he's manager of the year, right? I mean, that's incredible, that turnaround.
He's the only Giant who's going to get an award this postseason. I mean, I don't know that Farhan Zaidi is going to be executive of the year. He might be, but I think there are others who are being mentioned. But Gabe Kapler.
Who do you think would be higher on the list?
Oh, I think you could probably make a case for James Click in Houston. Chaim Bloom.
I mean, it just seems obvious to me the way the Giants, you know, it is with some of those awards.
I don't know who votes for executive of the year. I know it's not the writers, you know, so that might be a whole different set of things. But I think in terms of your original question, Gabe Kapler has sort of learned from the gaffes he made in Philadelphia and found out that even after screwing up so early last season, that people in San Francisco were willing to let him up. I mean, it took him all of last year to get people to say, well, maybe he's not that bad. And then this year, things started to hit. I mean, he was basically the guy hitting on 17 and drawing fours all day long.
Yep.
That's a pretty good way for people to start thinking you're a genius as a manager. And in future years, maybe those things don't hit. But very few managers get a chance to remake their reps, especially after getting, you know, dragged through the gravel in Philadelphia like he did. I think right now people look at him and go, even if Farhan Zaidi is, you know, doing some managing from upstairs, and even though he's got 39 assistant coaches, you know, they won 109 games with a team whose roster says they should win about 83.
I really think the success they had early in the year when they went into Philadelphia, I think that really helped solidify Gabe Kapler, settle him down. I really felt like he proved something there, and it helped kind of establish a foundation for what they were able to do the rest of the year. But obviously there was a lot to that. Speaking of managers, former Giant Doc Roberts, the Dodgers skipper, after the game, congratulated the Orange and Black.
I want to congratulate the Giants on a tremendous season, best record in all of baseball, and it was just great every time we played those guys, and just bringing that rivalry back to life, really, and playing for relevance, and that was great. So to Gabe, to the organization, to Farhan, the players, coaches, staff, it was congratulations.
To me, Ray, when the Giants went down there in July and they broke the Dodgers' closer, and you had Dodger fans booing Kenley Jansen, the Giants went down there and they broke the Dodgers' Death Star. But then at the deadline, the Dodgers just got Scherzer and Turner, and they built another one. And here they are. I mean, one of the most impactful deadline deals we've ever seen, the Dodgers getting Scherzer and Turner. Tip of the cap, here they are, on they go. But where do the Giants go from here? And are they truly ahead of schedule when, again, you've got so many of your starting pitchers who may be here, they may not be here next year?
It's hard to know. I mean, right now, of course, they're ahead of schedule. They're way ahead of schedule. The question is not whether they're ahead of schedule. It's whether they can maintain this next year. And I think it's very hard to improve by 30 games from 2019, which is the last full season, to where they are now without regressing some next year. Because some of these guys are going to be gone. This roster is not going to stay intact. And Farhan Zaidi is not such a warlock that he could just keep finding guys.
That's true. They're not all out there.
Yeah.
If they are, they can find them, but they're not all out there.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you're just wrong on guys.
Yeah.
And because that's the nature of baseball. So I would imagine they'll fall back some. I don't know how much. I think they'll probably still be a factor, but they've got to rebuild a hunk of that starting rotation. And there are going to be changes in the bullpen. You know, some of the fringe players that they got a lot of action from this year, you know, they're going to get a free agent deal that they like better than the one here. So, I mean, I think there's going to be a fair amount of roster churn this offseason.
Don't you think that's one of the things that hurts for Giants fans? Maybe they don't want to voice it. Maybe they don't want to admit it. The Dodgers, you know, with their roster, they've been good. They're going to be good. And I know it looks like the Giants with young prospects coming up, yeah, they have every chance now to really build on the success. But there's also the chance this year seemed so surprising that maybe next year is a year of regression, which made the fact that they came up short this year all the more painful.
I don't think anybody's thinking about next year yet. I think they'll be ready to start complaining about next year on April 15th. But for now, they're basically either screaming at Gabe Morales or they're going, that was a great fun 6 months. That's going to wear off because it always wears off. But for now, they're drunk with a hangover combined with rage and joy.
Yes. Coming up, what Giants fans need to do the rest of the way and who they need to pull for. And how did the Giants do what they just did? That's coming up here. It's Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon today on 95.7 The Game. And we are presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUN for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUN for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUN.
Now back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Well, at least it's Friday, right? At least it's Friday. Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon on 95.7 The Game. You ever listen on the Odyssey app? Download the Odyssey app, discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for sports and music fans, by sports and music fans. Check out Troy Hughes Stadium Anthems. Get amped for the big game with the best tracks from rock and more, Ray. The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. 888-957-9570 on the text line from the 510. I may need to choose better friends, Ray, but MLB needs to choose better umpires. From the 408, MLB needs to bring in challenge calls. If they don't want robots to replace umpires, we have the technology to make it near error-free. Why not do it? That's from Gil. So a lot of people still upset about the way The game ended last night. I will say this, Ray, with so many people watching that game, and I know the numbers were huge. We may or may not talk about the ratings. What was it, the biggest baseball postseason ratings? Well, what for a division series since Red Sox, Yankees 2 years ago, whatever, 2-3 years ago. So a lot of people watch. So maybe baseball will be compelled to do something about the ridiculousness of the rule on the check swing. The way it is now, and I know Bobby Valentine used to rant and rave about this, there is no rule. Did he swing? What constitutes a swing? Whether he meant to swing or not. Even the NCAA has a more clear-cut rule, so maybe baseball, at the very least, they need to define what a swing is?
I think they have defined what a swing is. It's in the rule book.
What does it say? It says it's if the umpire determines that the player intended to swing, it's a swing.
That he's broken his wrist.
I mean, does not say that. That's not the
rule.
No,
it doesn't say that, but that's how it's interpreted. Now, if you don't like the interpretation, fine, but I don't remember the question about the check swing being a nagging problem all year long. I mean, I just
think ask the Dodgers about that.
Okay. Everybody's got a story, but I don't think there's ever been a big complaint about check swings or not check swings. I think what you're going to get is a more spirited discussion about how they seed teams in the postseason. Because I think a lot of people feel cheated that this wasn't the series that sent a team to the World Series, that somebody went home after the divisional round based on the fact that they played the other best team in baseball.
Yeah, but it worked.
That's what's going to – of course it worked. It just
–
Everybody focuses on the last outrage and decides this rule needs to be changed. And the fact is most of them don't. What needed to be changed was Gabe Morales' judgment on that. And, you know, unless you want robot umpires, and I don't.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
After last night, I don't know.
Then every once in a rare while, you know – you're going to get a stinker like that. That said, unless this was a problem all year long, which I didn't hear from anybody, I'm just going to chalk that up to, that's bad luck.
I think
have another beer, move on.
We've had our heads in the sand on this. It's a terrible rule. Here's the rule. Check swing shall be called a strike if the barrel head of the bat crosses the front edge of home plate or the batter's front hip. That's pretty clear cut, right?
Yeah.
That's the rule. However, that is the NCAA rule. The Major League Baseball rule makes no such clarification. Baseball just says it is a strike if the umpire deems the player made an attempt to swing. That could be better. At the very least, that could be better. And Gabe Morales made a terrible call, but he doesn't have anything go. Yeah, he swung. And then he saw it again, of course. And does Gabe still think it was a strike? Well, what was the actual quote?
He doesn't want to say.
Yeah, it was. And that was actually Ted Barrett afterwards. So Morales saw it again. Does he still think it was a strike? Quote, he doesn't want to say.
Yeah, that was a pretty poor way for Ted Barrett to protect his guy. I mean, he didn't want Gabe Morales to have to come out and say, yeah, I blew it. And that's an ego thing with umpires. And amazingly, if he had done that, he'd have come off a lot better. Because if you remember the Galarraga perfect game that wasn't because Jim Joyce blew a call at first base.
Yeah.
He came out and apologized right then and there and ended up with a better reputation because of it. You know, the idea that I've got to protect a grown man from having to explain something that he did. I mean, it was a mistake. It was a colossal mistake. You know, cop to it. One of the reasons why people don't like umpires or officials is because they don't cop to their mistakes. You know, this was an opportunity for him to go out and say, I saw it again. I got it wrong. Nothing's going to change. The call's going to stand. But at least there you get an admission of something, which probably would have satisfied Giants fans, at least to an extent.
888-957-9570. Now we have people on the text line, of course, coming after me. Stop whining. That's not why they lost. I know it's not why they lost, but it's a bad look for baseball. This was a great series, and this was a great series of games all season long between the Dodgers and Giants, and two of them end, well, the game down there would have ended. It didn't end. The Giants went on to win because Ed Hickox blew the call. And again, the discussion then, I was on the day after that happened, I was in for Steine. And the discussion comes around to what's the rule? Well, there really isn't one. So at the very least, they could address that. That could be fixed because it was a terrible thing to happen. Crucial plays in two games involving the Giants and Dodgers this year, which was a great series. That's unfortunate. I'm speaking not as a bitter Giants fan, but as a baseball fan, Ray. I think baseball needs to look at that. All they need to do is get the guy from the NFL who defined what a catch is and have him define what a swing is. Now I'm kidding.
Yeah, you are kidding. The fact is you don't explain a rule by putting in a different rule with more verbiage. You make it worse.
Just take the NCAA rule. Just say, all right, we're taking their rule and putting that in. Boom. At least then you've got some clarification.
Or maybe make that reviewable. There's nothing wrong with that, too.
That doesn't work.
Why not?
Because, well, you mean you would give the guy who made the call a chance to reverse his call?
No, you give Gabe Kapler a chance to use his challenge there and just go, hey, take another look at that.
Yeah. Okay, but in some cases, because the rule's so vague, the guy can say, no, I still think he meant to swing. So by rule, that's a strike.
Then if he says that, then you've got him. I mean, you know, you can't fix every problem. And I don't think that the check swing is that big a problem. I think it was a terrible call last night.
Yeah.
But I don't think, and Gabe Kapler said this too, I don't think it's the reason they lost.
I don't either. I agree with that.
So this is not that big a Big a deal.
It's bad for baseball.
It's not bad for baseball. This was great for baseball. People are going to remember this play for decades.
That's not good for baseball.
It's great for baseball. It's great for baseball. It couldn't be better for baseball.
The Don Dankinger play in 1985 was good for baseball?
You're still talking about it, aren't you?
Well,
that's 36 years. 36 years you're still talking about. Of course, you're 77, so I
get it.
Right. I get why, but
I'm still talking about the Hindenburg.
Well, that one you didn't remember. You were six. You weren't you weren't making memories then.
And that was no picnic, Ray. Just because people remember something and are talking about it doesn't mean I must have been great then.
Hey, you know, brush it off. Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off.
All right.
No, this ended in a fitting way. For people who want to remember this series and remember this season, for the two teams that most defined it.
Let's talk to Giants Dave in Concord on 95.7 The Game. Giants Dave, what did you think of that Colin Wilmer Flores strike three, game over? Giants Dave in Concord?
See, he didn't care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Proof positive.
I don't think we brought there's Giants. Dave. Yes, you're on the air, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I don't want to talk about Wilmer Flores, but I want to talk about something else. Huge Giants fan. And I grew up in L.A., and I was a Dodgers fan, but I hate them now. Anyways, I love watching basketball and football beginning to end, but baseball is unwatchable still. So I have a few ideas on how to shorten the game. So number one, pitch count. We need like a 15-second pitch count, just like basketball and football have a shot and play count. Secondly, eliminate all mound conferences. We don't need them. Why do they need to talk so much? For goodness sake, just play the stinking game. And also, when a pitcher comes in, put him on a 3-5 practice pitch count. They've already warmed up. We don't need it anymore. Maybe shorten the in-between, the warm-ups in between each inning. We got to make this game more watchable. Turning it back to you, what do you guys think?
Thank you, Dave. I understand your points. It wasn't a problem for me, Ray, in this series. I wanted more. I know the time one of the first game was very short. Brandon Webb doesn't pitch anymore, but Logan Webb
got it under. Yeah, see, you did it too. It's America's new drinking game because there were a couple of times last night where they did Brandon Webb instead of.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Brandon Webb had imprinted his baseball career.
He was a good chucker, but
I was
talking about
like
Logan
this.
Webb, and you misunderstood me.
Yeah. I mean, there's another Webb in baseball this year. They don't ever bring him up.
Yeah. Well, because that guy last night had that sign, Brandon, when Logan Webb was pitching. I was wondering, is he thinking it's Brandon Webb? So that's why.
No, you were thinking it's Brandon Webb.
Anyway. Game one was like 2.5 hours, something like that. So I don't think
40 something.
Okay, that's pretty good. I wasn't watching any of these games in this series singing, other than when, you know, the Dodgers were piling on late in their two lopsided wins. I don't really think that's something we need to talk about, Ray, making the game shorter.
That, not today. That game flew by. It was 3:28, was it? Or maybe 3:30? There was nothing slow about that.
Yeah, for a game
because
five.
Because it's not time of game. It's pace of game. And these games were pretty well paced. Even the one that took 4 hours. You know, it just, stuff was happening. And when stuff's happening, you tend to forget how long it's happening for. I mean, Super Bowls are almost 4 hours routinely. If you have a good game, it doesn't bother you. If the game stinks, it's like, you know, it's like watching paint get wet and then dry and then get wet again. It's awful. That's the problem. It's not time, it's pace.
And with
last night's game was paced fine.
With that, we welcome you to your 4 o'clock hour.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.